Does innovation have to be disruptive? We've come to think of disruption as a necessary part of technological change and a more or less positive one. But there's no doubt that it's, well, disruptive, leading to a loss of jobs and security and creating tremendous stress among workers at all levels. W. Kim Chan and Renee Moborn have written a new book called Beyond Disruption: Innovate and Achieve Growth Without Displacing Industries, Companies, or Jobs. The two were the authors of the influential and best-selling Blue Ocean Strategy, and Renee joins us now to share five key ideas from their new book.
Hi, I'm Renee Moborn, the co-author, along with my colleague, Chan Kim, of the new book Beyond Disruption: Innovate and Achieve Growth Without Displacing Industries, Companies, or Jobs. Both Chan and I are professors at INSEAD and co-directors of the INSEAD Blue Ocean Strategy Institute in France. Our new book is the outgrowth of a long research journey that Chan, Kim, and I have been on as we sought to expand the frontiers of strategy and now innovation beyond existing industries and zero-sum logic to the creation of new markets based on positive-sum thinking. Our work in the field of strategy culminated with our books Blue Ocean Strategy and Blue Ocean Shift, which challenged the field of strategy and asked, why should strategy only be about how to compete? Why can't strategy also be about how to create what we called blue oceans of new market space? Now, with our new book, Beyond Disruption, we dive into the field of innovation and continue our research into the creation of new industries. Let's briefly explore five insights in the book and why we believe they are relevant to all organizations today and in the future. Insight one, innovation does not have to be disruptive. For the past 20 years, disruption has been the battle cry of business. Disrupt this, disrupt that, disrupt or die. Calls for disruption have rung out across Silicon Valley, major corporate boardrooms, the media, and business conferences around the globe. Not surprisingly, many have come to see disruption as a near synonym for innovation. But is disruption the only way to innovate and grow? As our research and our new book, Beyond Disruption, brings to light, the answer is no. It may be what people talk about, it's certainly important, and it is all around us. But the overriding focus on disruption has led us to largely overlook an alternative path to innovation and growth that requires no displacement. It's what we call non-disruptive creation, or creation without disruption. Non-disruptive creation generates new industries and strong growth, but without leaving failed companies, lost jobs, and destroyed markets in its wake. It offers the immense potential to innovate new markets where none existed before. We reasoned that if we could better understand this other form of market-creating innovation, we'd be better equipped to achieve it. This insight is the basis of our new book. In it, we explain that non-disruptive creation can't be defined as innovative or new technology or new-to-the-world innovation or confined to any specific geographic market or socioeconomic level. It is a distinct new concept. Insight two, non-disruptive creation is a positive-sum approach to innovation and growth where business and society can thrive together. As the world is waking up to realize that costly negative externalities have often been imposed on society and our communities in the pursuit of profit, there's a growing call for business to consider the impact of organizations' actions on the broader stakeholders of society. To answer these calls, firms are increasingly urged to pursue their strategies in a win-win manner for themselves and society. Their innovation strategies for growth are no exception. What then is a viable future strategic direction for innovation as a key engine of economic growth if it must play a positive-sum role for society? Answering this question is neither easy nor intuitive, and there are most likely various ways to achieve this goal. However, when it comes to the innovation of new markets, our research shows non-disruptive creation presents a viable path toward addressing this challenge. Here, social good is not a sideshow, but is locked into economic good by its very nature of creating without destroying, thus generating non-disruptive growth. In other words, with non-disruptive creation, social good is not achieved in how companies spend money, but begins to be achieved in the very way they make money to thrive and prosper. Insight 3. The relevance and importance of non-disruptive creation will grow in the future as we face the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which we're now experiencing, encompasses the advent and convergence of exponential technologies from artificial intelligence to smart machines that are already affecting the way we live. All these new technologies are on track to deliver leaps in productivity greater than we have ever seen before. And with these leaps in productivity will come increasingly lower costs and greater efficiencies, which is good. Only there is a hitch. To purchase these lower priced goods and services and enjoy the promised higher standard of living that productivity has historically delivered, it goes without saying that people must have jobs and sound income. Without jobs and income, no matter how efficient, low-cost, and high-quality goods and services become through technological advances, people won't have the means to purchase them. Herein lies the double-edged sword of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Although smart machines and artificial intelligence are predicted to bring unimaginable efficiencies, they will do so by increasingly replacing a wide swath of existing human jobs. While historically jobs have always been around for human beings through technological revolutions, we've never had a technological revolution that has been capable of displacing so many human beings and so much human brain power as the one we are transitioning through now. This is why the concept of non-disruptive creation, creating new industries and new jobs without destroying existing ones, is so relevant to meet the challenge of lost human jobs posed by the Fourth Industrial Revolution. With non-disruptive creation, we open a new innovation path to achieve economic growth and create new jobs without incurring the social disruption of lost jobs and hurt communities to help all of us move forward to a productive and beneficial future. Insight 4. Disruption and non-disruptive creation complement one another. They both have a distinctive role to play and distinctive consequences. While disruption occurs when you create a new market within the bounds of existing industries, think of how Amazon disrupted and displaced booksellers and Main Street retail, or how Uber did the same to the taxi industry. Non-disruptive creation occurs when you create a brand new market outside the boundaries of existing industries, where there are no established players or market to displace. When industries are asleep at the wheel, ineffective, inefficient, or produce pronounced negative side effects on the environment or the well-being of people, those industries become prime targets for disruption. Non-disruptive creation, in contrast, doesn't take aim at an existing industry. Instead, it directs you to solve brand new problems no industry currently addresses, or create brand new opportunities beyond existing industry boundaries, allowing you to achieve growth without confrontation. Take life coaching. It created the brand new opportunity for people to improve their professional and personal lives that had never existed before, unlocking a brand new industry, strong profitable growth, and thousands of new jobs without needing to confront or displace any existing industry or market players. In so doing, non-disruptive creation conveys four sources of advantage every company will want to understand so it can take advantage of them. One, as just alluded to, is it allows you to avoid confrontation or taking on established players in achieving innovation and growth. Why poke the bear when there is a way to win without sparking retaliation? Another, counterintuitively, is that it provides a viable response to full-on disruption. If your company faces disruption, you'll want to understand how you can pivot and counter disruption with a non-disruptive response instead. In the book, we explore in depth all four advantages so you can broaden your strategic response to the changes rising in the world and understand how best to achieve innovation and growth in your organization. Insight 5, non-disruptive creation doesn't have to be the outcome of a random process. It can be generated by a systematic approach. We studied whether a pattern exists and how companies generate non-disruptive creation. Our aim was to pinpoint the reoccurring actions of non-disruptive creators and codify them. Then other organizations could apply the pattern to pursue non-disruptive opportunities in a more systematic way. The book presents three basic steps common to organizations and individuals who have created and captured a non-disruptive new market. And importantly, we provide the tools for you and your team to make non-disruptive creation happen. In building block one, we outline the paths to identify and spot non-disruptive opportunities that may be on the horizon or even right in front of you, but you hadn't been trained to see them until now. Here we address the important questions of how to assess the size of the market potential and how to scope the opportunity so it becomes practically and emotionally feasible to act on. In building block two, we dive into how to find a way to unlock the opportunity. Here we introduce the assumption implication analysis, which allows you to get clear on all the unspoken assumptions that have blocked the opportunity and how to reframe them to find a way to unlock it. And lastly, in building block three, we highlight how to secure the needed enablers and realize the opportunity in a high-value, low-cost way. In this way, Beyond Disruption is not only a book about an idea. It is as much a book of how to act on and seize non-disruptive opportunities in your pursuit of innovation and growth for the future.
Thank you, Renee. That was five big ideas from Beyond Disruption: Innovate and Achieve Growth Without Displacing Industries, Companies, or Jobs by W. Chan Kim and Renee Moborn. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.